So today we're talking about the difference between what you've done and who you are. This is Nick Warren. It's episode 86 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. And I'm just expanding a little bit on the stuff I talked about yesterday with the kind of our stories are about pages or about me or about us or whatever. And a week ago, I was in London and I was at my mastermind group, the mastermind group run by Penny Power. And she put a slide up. We were having a discussion about stories, people's stories, and she put a slide up that I believe she uses in all of her talks and what have you. And it was divided into two columns. On the left hand side was what I am, and that included effectively a kind of a CV of stuff almost, major points in her life and things that she'd achieved and that kind of stuff. Then the other column was who I am, and it was much more about the kind of person she was. And she made the point that when she speaks at these events, the first side, the first column, the kind of what I've done sort of stuff, the CV side, is, you know, is so-so. It doesn't get much of a reaction. But when she shares the other part, the who I am part, suddenly she's starting to see people's heads come up, and there is some connection there. And I think that's what it comes down to. When I'm banging on all the time about the stories we tell about ourselves, you know, because I remember being at school and I remember being taught how to do a CV. Of course, I didn't have anything to put on it then, but I remember this idea of a CV, and it's particularly prevalent in the last, I'd say, 10 or 15 years as recruitment companies have become a bigger and bigger thing. And certainly when I was running the agency, I would get unsolicited emails all the time from people saying, look, I've got this person with all these skills, all these, what I've done skills. And of course, for a company like ours, which is a boutique agency, yeah, we had clients around, on three continents, but it was a boutique agency, right? And the skills, we can teach skills. What we can't teach is all the soft stuff, the who I am stuff. And that's what we're trying to get to with your about pages or your profiles, or when you're giving a talk or a speech or whatever. The power of the story is that it reveals who you are as opposed to what you are. Does that make sense? I really think it does make sense. And the reason it matters so much is, well, going back to that example of the recruitment company. You know, if you are just a CV, if you are just a list of your accomplishments and skills, then as impressive as those might be, there's probably 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 people who have that same kind of mix of skills and that same level of accomplishments. So you're suddenly in a situation where you can be discarded, if you like, by a computer algorithm. Does that make sense? And I think the value of the who I am part is that it makes you into a real person. And obviously CV is a particular example, but when we're talking about ourselves, whether it's, in our profiles or on our websites or, in a networking meeting or on stage or whatever it is, the value, yes, of course, what you've done matters. Your skills matter, of course they do. But they are seen through the prism of who you are, and that's the kind of person you are and the kind of attitude you have to life and, perhaps some of the negative things that have happened to you. And that's one of the reasons why I talk about, in my own life, I talk about being shipwrecked or making mistakes or, some of the things that aren't wholly positive, because it creates connection, and that's what we need our stories to do. And that's the kind of work I do with my clients when they're looking for something that's just a bit more engaging. Yesterday I talked about the Milk and More about page over here in the UK and the fact that it's fine. It's a perfectly normal piece of business copywriting, but it doesn't engage. It doesn't resonate. It doesn't make me want to be part of that movement. And really, it should. Really, it should. And you can do the same thing with your own stuff. But it's why it's so important. But look at how you present yourself. Is it just what I am? Or have you got some who I am stuff in there? Because that is so, so important, and that's what stories give you. All right, thanks very much. That's Nick. It's episode 86, StoryHack.tv podcast. Because your story means business. You see, that's what I mean. Your story means business.